AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The Reverend Al Sharpton is demanding police in Grand Rapids, Michigan, release the name of the officer who shot and killed a black man, Patrick Lioia.
How dare you hold the name of a man that killed this man? We want his name.
Lioia was shot in the back of the head during a struggle with the officer.
It's trouble when you can shoot people in the head and remain anonymous. Don't ask them, are they going to be violent? Give us the name of the one that was violent.
Police officials say they won't make the officer's name public unless he is charged with a crime. President Biden takes steps to restore national forests devastated by wildfire, drought, and blight. He uses an Earth Day visit to Seattle to sign an executive order protecting some of the nation's largest and oldest trees and to grow other trees.
We're going to plant 1.2 billion trees. 1.2 billion trees across this country to begin the vital work of reforesting America. It makes sense and it also makes a big difference.
New York Times releases audio of House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy and fellow GOP lawmakers just days after the Capitol riot last year, McCarthy telling them then-President Trump should resign.
I'm seriously thinking of having that conversation with him tonight. I haven't talked to him in a couple days.
It's not clear if McCarthy actually asked Trump to resign. Ukraine security chief says the main battles in the country are taking place in the Donbas, the industrial heartland in the east. Oleska Danilov tells the Associated Press more than 100,000 Russian troops are currently fighting in Ukraine, including mercenaries from Syria and Libya. This is AP News. The Biden administration has begun to phase out the use of a pandemic-related rule that expels migrants without the chance of seeking asylum in the U.S. The AP's Norman Hall reports a number of states are fighting in court to keep that restriction in place.
U.S. authorities have processed more single adults from Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador in recent weeks under immigration laws, which include a right to seek asylum. That's according to a statement filed by Homeland Security in federal court in Louisiana. Louisiana, Arizona, and Missouri sued this month to keep the rule. 18 other states later joined and have asked a federal judge to stop what they called the premature implementation of the end of the rule. It's set to expire May 23rd. Migrants have been expelled more than 1.8 million times under the rule, which was invoked by the Trump administration in March 2020 to prevent the spread of COVID-19. Norman Hall, Washington.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.